How do you follow that? Oh, man. You may be seated. We're going to get right to it. You know you're on the right path, doing the right thing when God is leading you and you need confirmation and everything else in between. When this entire time, I want to say, actually leading up to this moment right now, it's just been confirmation and just a lot of self-assurance that you are on the right path. And I just thank God, from praise team to Carlin's dance to everything, even the drive up here, just when the Lord lines it up for you to deliver what he has for his people and for you, it's perfect, it's flawless, it's no side effects, and it's no question. It's a guarantee. So today we're going to talk about resiliency. And more specifically, resiliency in the Lord. So resiliency, by definition, is the ability to bounce back from a negative experience or difficult challenge. For us as Christians, that is overcoming trials and tribulations with God leading the way. In this case, we're going to focus on those major things. I'm talking like that thing that just, it has been with you, it has just been there. And it lingers. It just, sometimes it comes, sometimes it goes, but it's the same thing. And it lingers like a mosquito itch that just, it won't quit. It's just there. I'm talking about it went from like a small pebble in your shoe to like a rock in your sock to now it's a boulder on your shoulder. Like it is there. And I'm talking about you grew that thing that has been hurting you, tormenting you. You nurtured it from like an infant status. You kept putting it off, kept ignoring it, kept running away from it. Just anything you can to, I'm going to deal with it now. I got it. It's cool. I'm going to put it off. But now it's a full-size adult. It's you. It's looking you right in the face. It's saying, I'm here. It's like a shadow. It's present. And you finally got to that point where you're sick or tired of being sick and tired. So I'm talking about, it's just so strong. It's like, enough is enough. You got to go, disappear, vanish. Plague me no more. And I'm talking about finally giving it to the Lord and crying out to him that he take it away from you for good. Not no, Lord, please, you know, I just, you know what it is, Lord, you got it. No, I'm talking about you are bawling, crying, you're on your knees, and you like, I got nothing else. You got to take this. So when you finally get to that point, that's when resiliency kicks in. And what you're fighting is your mental versus your spiritual, and you're just going through you're trying to hold on. When you're being resilient, it's not an overnight thing. It's the wave of emotions because, like I said, you grew this thing up. This thing know you. So now that you're finally trying to break it back down to nothing, it's going to come at you and trigger you in ways that you didn't even think or could imagine. So while you're holding on, it's going to test you, but God got you. And when you finally let it go, I mean, like you jacked it up and you did like this, you let it go and let God intervene, he going to do his work, but it's still going to be peeking around him, looking around him like, oh, you think he going to stop me? I'm still here. That's when you got to hold on and believe. You got to have that unwavering faith that he is going to do what he said he's going to do. And you really got to stand strong. Don't bend. Don't fall. Don't just get out yourself. Just sometimes you can't do nothing because you're in the midst. It's strong. You just, sometimes there's nothing you can say. Your face will say it all. Your emotions say it all. No one can help you. You're not your mom, not your dad, not your friend, not the pastors. It's sometimes when it comes to this thing, it's just you and God. It's a one-on-one relationship. Anyone can tell you how to deal with it, how to go through it, how to maintain it. But in reality, it's not them. It is you and this thing. That's where the resiliency kicks in. That's when your second wind kicks in. That's when everything you've been praying for, striving for, the change you want to make, that's when it finally hits home. The pavement hits the road and it's time for this thing to move. So while that's going on, that thing also has reinforcements in terms of people, places, and things. Because some people know you why you had this thing with you. So when you finally start to make that change and do what you feel you want to do for yourself, then they can be like, what you doing? Like, I knew you when, and what's going on, and who was this, and you a little different. The word different. We're going to focus on the word different. So when you choose God, you different. When you are saved, you different. When you start new habits to draw you nearer to God or turn away from those things that never helped you but hurt you and you're tired of settling for it, you are different. Now, following the crowd or the wave or the trend is different because you are choosing to take the road less traveled. But it's more rewarding. You get what you need. It's a little quiet. It's not a six-lane highway with the HOV lanes and the distributed lanes. It's one road. No cell phone reception. Just you and God trying to fight this thing. Your resistance kicks in, and when you fight to maintain that change, you start to see the work. And over time, you will see the fruits of your labor, which will further fuel your walk with God. In other words, you're choosing God to let him finally fight your battles in the supernatural while you continue to apply the changes you made right here in the natural, and it'll start to show. And you'll do nothing but praise him because now you're starting to see. It's like, man, I've been stepping on this scale, and I see a half, I see a quarter, I don't see a pound, 2 pounds. And it's like when you finally stop focus on what you're trying to get to and just focus on the process, then you'll see the results. Then it'll start to move. Then it'll be in your favor. But you got to focus on the now. Don't worry about the end. God got the end. He had the end. You're going to make it in the end. Right here, right now. You got to move right here, right now. You got to start putting one foot in front of the other. God got supernatural. He's clearing the way. He's your linebacker. He's your fullback. He's in front of you. But those people are still, those things, those objects are still like, he can't stop me. That's the enemy still trying to discourage you because you are doing what he needs you to do. And you're moving forward. It's starting to happen. So while you're moving forward and you're changing, you're going to elevate. Because remember, an elevator don't stay the same as going up or down. That's why it's an elevator. In this case, we're going up. So when you change, you're not going to stay the same. You're going to move in the right direction. You're going to move in the direction God has you. And we live in a world, this world, 2023. This world, wow, it's crazy. And this world is overly doing too much, like doing too much. And if you're trying to operate without God in this world, good luck. Hey, let me know how that goes, because if you don't believe in something, you're going to fall for anything. And in this world, in this day and age, right here today in 2023, it's a lot going on. You're overstimulated, overexposed, overdone. You're just playing over every single thing. Every time you look, it's always something new. And in this day and age, no one can really tell you how to maneuver or go through these things because we are the first people to experience them. COVID came out of nowhere. And even before COVID, things were starting to get a little weird. Now things are extremely weird. People are experiencing things where they're just like, I'm the first. I'll let you know what it is when I get through. I don't know. I have no idea. The changes that are occurring are astronomical. But who's still the same? God. So with that in mind, you know you're going to be all right. He's seen it all. He's witnessed all this. This is all God. So you know that you are going to be okay because you believe in him. You trust in him. He is with you. So when things come from left, right, up, down, backwards, and forwards, you know that, okay, let me center myself. Let me get right. Let me let God do his thing. God lead me. Because if you try to do it yourself, you will fall. You will fall a few times. And each time you fall, depending on where it is, it's going to be a little hard to get up. And that thing, whatever that thing is for each and every one of you, it's still going to be there like, see, where's your God now? You done fell? What, where he at now? That's when you look at that thing and be like, he's right here. He never left me. I'm going to fall, but let me get up real quick. Sometimes you're not going to pop up. Sometimes you got to roll over. Sometimes you got to get on your knees. Sometimes you got to put one foot in front of the other and stand up straight. But you're going to make it. You're going to be all right. And while you're going through the midst of what you're going through, still be resilient. Still hold on. Because God will use you to still carry out his will, his glory, anything he has. God will still use you in the midst of your mess. I am a witness. Going through a lot. I've been through a lot of stuff since Easter. Folks, been through a lot. So much. But God still used me to talk to someone, to be there for someone, to offer a ride, to anything that you consider, I got to do this. All right, let me knock this out. But you never know how much your impact means to that person, because God used you to get them to where they need to be. He will use you in your stuff while you're still going through your stuff, because he got you. Like, you know what? I got you. You're going to be fine, but I need you to take care of this. I need you to do this. And it's not a hard thing, a hard task. It's simple. But when you're in your own stuff, you only focus on your stuff. You never really think about no one else, because you're in the midst of what you're going through. But because you trust, you love, and you believe in him, he got you. He's going to make sure you're straight. He's going to make sure that you get through. And while you're maneuvering this world with God, and you standing with him, and you praying, he's just your all in all, it'd be the best thing you ever did. The effects will be so much easier to deal with. Because with God, all things are possible.
That's right.
And you, all of us in here know, when God does it, it's done. It is nothing that no one can say or do. It's just like, all right, that was God. That's where the miracles come in. That's when the impossible comes in. That's when things that man would say, man, ain't no way. It's just not going to happen. That's God saying, okay, that's man. I ain't man. I'm God. I'm going to show you. Just grab my hand. Just hold on. Just believe in me. Just have faith in me. And stand strong. When you start to waver, when you start to be weary, stand strong. Be resilient. Yeah, it's going to be some days where you're just down in the dumps. It's going to be some days where it just, this ain't it. It might be some weeks. It might be some months. But the thing about it is, if you keep pressing forward, you keep pushing, eventually, because you're not in the same position that you were, you're going to notice that, all right, I'm not there no more. Because you kept going. Sometimes you might put your head down. Sometimes you might got to crawl. Sometimes you might just got to lay there for a minute and then get up and keep going. Because no matter what, God is saying, I got you. You can. You will win. It's done. He got you. And like I said, sometimes the simplest things can go a long way. And we live in a society where things change like the waves. Like I was thinking this morning, like social media, for instance. So I'm 31. Coming up, the internet was like booming, but we were starting to learn how to do things on the computer. Like the computer was starting to be like for everybody. So then, I don't know if y'all remember, we had AOL chat rooms. Different chat rooms for AOL. And then I was thinking over time, like, we really came up, but it came fast. So we went from AOL to Bebo to MySpace to Facebook to TikTok to Instagram to Snapchat. And before you look, you're like, I just got used to this. Now we got this, and now we got this. And every single time something changes, it shows a preview of how the world is. Every time you get used to something, something changes. We live in a microwave society. Trends, waves. It's just unstable. It's very unstable. It's like when you're cooking something. You put in the oven, it's gonna get cooked through and through. You put in the microwave, you're taking a chance, depending on that wattage. You don't know what you're gonna get. But the thing about it is, you start to settle for that microwave stuff. You got to go back to the oven. You got to cook some stuff. You got to let God cook. Let him do his thing. That way you're getting everything that you need. You're not selling for just stuff. You're not selling at all. You are at the best. You're getting the best because God is the best. We are the best. We are all here for a reason. We all chose to be here. We all pressed out to be here. That in itself is letting God know, if you're taking time out to come out to worship and praise me in a setting together and then carry out through the week, I got you. I got you. We live here, but we're not in the world, we're of the world. So we're here. But at the same time, stuff come at you, you approach it differently. You're resilient in your efforts of, okay, this person says something to me. Now, how am I going to react? Am I going to give them the energy that they want, or am I just going to do something a little different? And then that's when the what would Jesus do kicks in, like, all right, what would Jesus do in the situation? And then you apply it. And then whatever that could have been isn't. Because whatever came against you was like, wait a minute, give me the energy. I need you mad. What happened? And you're like, nah, I'm good today. But that takes practice. Because sometimes stuff come at you unexpectedly, and how you react is how you react. You might say some words, you might do some things, and then you might be like, ooh, I didn't mean to do that. You caught me off guard. But then you come back, because that's when that reverential fear of God, like, you know what? Lord, I'm sorry. I repent for that. That wasn't of you. That was my bad. And he still loves you anyway. He's like, okay, good. Let's keep going. Just if the situation happens again, you know how to approach it differently. That's the resiliency that we have in God. That's the trust and love he has in us to carry out his will and his work. So I have two scriptures before I go way off and just forget them. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And John 16:33 says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you're going to have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. That peace. So, like I said, I have been going through some things from a mental standpoint since like Easter. I would literally drag in here, sit in the back in the corner, and just like, all right, God, I'm here. I don't want to be here. I didn't want to get up. But I'm here. What do you have for me? And whether it's a song from the praise team, a testimony from somebody, or one of the pastors or ministers coming up here preaching the word, it's like, okay, all right, I got what I need. And some days I leave out of here and I don't feel the same. Like, I do feel different. I feel better. But that thing that I had nurtured, I have finally got tired of it. I'm like, this is it. This is it. And I started to make changes. And I started to apply my own resiliency because I knew that because I am at this point, and God is he's such a gentleman. He's like the coolest dude that just, he got, you know, he can have on a suit or he can be dressed casual, or he's just the coolest ever. And you pray to him, you ask him for things, and I'm talking serious prayer, like, you pretty much, you're talking to him like you're talking to one of your people, and you're screaming and you're crying and you're just letting everything come out. And he's standing there, he's nodding. It's like, okay, I got you. And then you go and try to do the thing yourself. Yeah, God said this, but let me try some stuff. Then you try, then you stumble and you fall, and you're back on your face. And then he's standing there just like this. Can I try now? I mean, you did give this thing to me, right? You mind if I give it a shot? Can I do me? And you just sit right there and just, I got it. You said this is my battle, right? Let me do it. And he's such a gentleman that he'll come to you in that manner. And literally, once you finally give that thing, whatever that thing is, to him and let him work, you will see the changes. You will see everything that you've strived for, desired for, prayed for, cried for, got on your knees for. You'll see it come. When God moves, it's perfect. When you finally let go and let him do him, and you apply your self-control and you apply the discipline to just sincerely, seriously, let it go. And it moves. And you start to feel the change. You start to see the results. You start to feel the difference. And you finally get that breakthrough. You finally hit that climax. You finally crest the top of that hill. And when you finally start to roll into your blessings, roll into everything he has promised you, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Because you know that because you believed, because you had the faith, because you were resilient, because you didn't give up, because you didn't give in, because you didn't take yourself out, he's moving. We can't save ourselves. We can't save anybody. Only Jesus can. Amen. And when you finally realize that, believe that, hold on to that, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I don't know what everyone is all going through. This one was definitely for me. I just know that when you finally, and I'm talking like not going back, not saying I'm good today, but I'm going to try again tomorrow. When you finally let it go, when you finally just take a deep breath and you walk away, it's an amazing feeling. And for me, I got back my peace of mind. And when you have a peace of mind, it's nothing like it. You can sleep at night. You can smile for real, for real. You can give someone what they need, and it is of genuine goodness. And you can look up and thank God that nobody but him. Nobody but him. And just be resilient. Saints, be resilient. We truly do live in a time of new, fast, undoubted changes, man. Every time you look, it's just, it seemed like, wow. No one is prepared for it. Like I said, we are the first to do this. We are setting the true trend on how to, the correct way, approach this thing and fix it. And then be the example to someone else who will go through it. Because as people of this world, you're going to go through some stuff. As saints, you're really going to go through. But at the end of the day, you know that when you are enduring, you're going through, you know God got you. So it's just a little bit easier. That silver lining is very strong. That light in the tunnel is all for you. And when people say that it's impossible, God can't do this, God can't do that, all right, I don't know what God you serve. My God can do it. I'm a witness. We all are witnesses. And it's just, it's a blessed thing to know that we all gonna be okay. Every single last one of us. We're all gonna be okay. And if you guys have a thing or something that has just been attached to you, following you for however long, and you're finally ready to give it up, do it. Let it go. I'm telling you, if there ain't no better time than now, now is the time. We set our own pace. And as an individual, and your individual walk with God, and the free will he gives you, you make the decision on when you're ready to let it go. Because sometimes you might got to do a little bit more growing up, a little bit more maturing, seek more guidance from our pastors, our ministers. Sometimes you're just not ready. But when you are ready, you will know. No one will tell you. No one will pressure you. It'll be, you will find, like, okay, all right, I'm ready. It's got to go. But I just thank God. I thank God for himself. I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. I thank God for you all. And stay prayed up. Stay in the word. Meditate. And watch things happen. Just don't give in to those doubts, those fears, those things that start to creep in when you start to make a change for the better. Because it's sometimes almost immediate. It's sometimes a little delayed reaction. But when it occurs, that's when you pray harder. That's when you press harder. That's when the self-control kicks in. That's when the discipline to know I'm not going to do that kicks in. That's when the resiliency kicks in. And then you just hold fast. Hold strong. And God got you. And I'm done.